You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20pm with Luke Elder, Chris Pimlott and Seb Sanders in the studio. It's day one of the William Hill Air Goal Cup Festival up at Ayr, including the William Hill Doonside Cup Stakes, which is a listed race. We've got Pontefract and Yarmouth alongside that in the afternoon and Chelmsford City in the evening, so plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Andrew Mounds. How are you, Andrew?
Hello, Mark. I'm good, thank you. And glad to see your facial hair is back after its brief disappearance when I was last in the studio.
Yeah, my face felt naked without it. I had to grow it back. Aside from that, let's talk about the racing. Bit of quick news about the Melbourne Cup. Big Orange is quite prominent in the market at 20-1. His trainer today talking up his chances, only a pound higher than when he finished fifth in the race last year. And Michael Bell, I think, is quite saying he thinks he'll run a massive race.
I certainly agree with him. As you say, he was a good fifth in the race last year, and he wasn't particularly well drawn that day either. The first three last year were drawn in stalls 1, 2 and 4. The winner was 100-1 shot Prince of Penzance, and the straight forecast paid over £2,000. So it might be worth waiting for the draw if you're having a bet, and perhaps perming a few of the low drawn runners this time. But yeah, Big Orange was drawn in stall 23 last time, so that was a huge effort to sort of lead up after a couple of furlongs from that wide draw. It was a 60-1 shot that day on the Australian tote. And yeah, no reason why he won't run another big race this year.
Mm. No British runner ever won the world's richest handicap. Could be a good chance for Big Orange. 20-1 in the market, behind two Irish runners, 16-1 joint favourites, Order of St George and Wicklow Brave. Big Orange 20s, Idaho 20-1 as well. Protectionist is 20-1, as is Tarzino. 25s Bondi Beach, Curran Muritich and Hartnell. And it's also 25-1 for Signoff and the United States. 33-1 are bigger prices for the others. That's how the betting looks at the moment. For the Melbourne Cup, that's the 1st of November, plenty to concentrate on before we get to that, including the William Hill Air Gold Cup, the feature race of the festival coming up in the next few days. And we do have betting out on site as well. Growl 6-1 favourite, 12-1 for Orion's Bow, Magnus Maximus 14-1, 16s for Brando, Certificate is 16-1, as are Hoofit and Intersab, a couple more at 16s as well, Jack Dexter and Kimberella. In fact, plenty of these at 16-1. Every time I scroll down, there's another one at 16-1. Name it what you like, and Raucous and Terentum Star also 16s, 20s or bigger for the rest. But a real, Growl considerably shorter than the rest of the field. Andrew, do you see why?
Yeah, and rightly so. So we don't know the draw yet, but it's still very difficult to get away from Growl, who ran an absolute blinder in the Stewards' Cup last time from a bad draw. He was drawn in stall 26 that day. There was a huge bias throughout the Glorious Goodwood Festival to low-drawn runners in the sprints, those who raced far side or centre. Say Dancing Star won that from stall 4. Runner-up Orion's Bow raced on the far side from stall 12. And the two that ran did best of those to race down the centre were third home Raucous from stall 20 and the fourth, ahead behind that one, Growl from stall 26. So I think that was a huge effort, and perhaps those could be the two to concentrate on this time round. And of course, Richard Farr, he trains Growl, and we know how well he's done in this race in recent years. But yeah, I certainly wouldn't put you off at the moment, even at 6-1, because if he's well drawn, he's got the prospect of going off around 7-2 on the day, I could see.
Yeah. If he is drawn well, he could shorten significantly, and I suppose that's the chance you take in anti-post betting, isn't it? You try and get the better of those kind of things.
Exactly.
Could go the opposite way, of course, as well, couldn't it? Okay, so that's the William Hill Air Goal Cup. That's coming up on Saturday. Obviously, we'll move on to that a little bit later on in the week, but we're going to focus on the action on the first day, which is the Thursday, and we've got three races from Ayr, and we're also going to look at one race from Pontefract as well. We'll get Andrew's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, on to Thursday's action. We start at Ayr in the 2 o'clock with a Class 4 handicap supporting the Ayrshire Hospice. It's over a mile. It's for the three-year-olds and older. We've got a field of 14 to go to post here. Kind of what we expect from the Ayr meeting. Big fields, competitive handicaps. Help us figure out this one, Andrew.
Right, there's the interesting angle here is Tim Easterby. He's won this race three times in the past 10 years and he's certainly in good form. It was the trainer's birthday on Tuesday and he had a four-timer at Carlisle and some of those were very nice prices. So one for the Chris Pimlott system there.
Yeah.
So I hope Obi was on backing those in multiple bets. Easterby's got two in this race and the one I like is the top weight Father Bertie. The four-year-old was a close third to the progressive Loaded in Class 3 company at Carlisle last week. Loaded was completing a hat-trick there, and he drops back down to Class 4 level in this race. His handicap record in this grade or lower is first, fourth, first and third, so never out of the frame in four starts. And stall 12's unlikely to be a disadvantage, as recent big field course and distance handicap winners have been drawn middle to high. In fact, since 2012, we've only had 11 races of 12 or more runners over the mile trip and handicaps at Ayr. Stalls 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5 have just mustered one win from 55 runners between them. So it tends to be they go off quite quick and the winners perhaps come down the middle of the track late on. So look out for that potential draw bias in this race. So yeah, Father Bertie from stall 12 will do for me.
Father Bertie, then the selection for Andrew in the 2 o'clock at Ayr. Just slipping to Pontefract next for the 4 o'clock. This is a Class 2 Fillies handicap and it's over 6 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older. A field of 10 will go to post for this one. Some informed runners here, the likes of Cassia and Fatoon and Show Stealer. Midnight Malibu all arrive here in good form. You've got Love Island as well from the informed Richard Whittaker yard. It's, again, quite a competitive race, this.
Yeah, good race this one, and we can't discuss a Pontefract race without talking about the draw. It generally pays to be drawn low, though the bias is actually stronger over a mile and a quarter. In the sprint, sometimes the low-drawn front-runners go off so hard that they set it up for a hold-up horse who can come late and wide from a high draw. There should be plenty of pace on here from the likes of Gishan in stall 7 and Icy Mist in stall 4. Show Stealer's pretty interesting. Ray Guest's filly was second to the progressive Gravity Flow at Salisbury last time. And she's 2 from 2 on left-handed tracks, including a course and distance win. But I'm going to take her on with Kevin Ryan's Fatoon, another three-year-old, this one drawn in stall 5. Has yet to win beyond the minimum trip of 5 furlongs, but it was only just touched off in a big field 6-furlong handicap at Newmarket last time, earning a big speed figure in the process. She tends to race prominently, and I thought she could sit just behind the leaders before swooping late to win. That's Fatoon for me in this one.
Fatoon then for Andrew in the 4 o'clock at Pontefract. Back up to Ayr for the 4:15, and this one is a another fillies handicap. This is a Class 4 fillies handicap over a mile and a quarter. 3-year-olds and older in the lineup here. A field of 13 for this one. Plenty of in-form runners here, but can we start with Age of Elegance, Andrew, who arrives here chasing the hat-trick?
Yeah, certainly can. This is my pick in the race. This one was third over course and distance on the 25th of July. And I marked that effort up because there was a really strong headwind that day. And the winner and second in the race were held up out the back and got plenty of cover and kept out of the wind. But Age of Elegance made the running that day, and it was a really good effort to finish so close with that disadvantage. Next time out, she went to Chelmsford. And she was really unlucky to go down by head because that was a very rare Chelmsford meeting where the inside of the track was riding slower. The clerk of the course had deep harrowed twice rather than the usual once because he'd expected the forecast rain to speed up the going afterwards, but that didn't materialise. And most of the winners that day were coming down the middle of the track, which was very unusual. And it was a really good effort to go down by a head. Next time, went to Beverley, 10 furlongs, won. And again, followed that up with another Beverley win, this time over a mile and a half on good to soft going. So it seems to be very versatile with regards to ground conditions. It's got good form at the track. And those three runs since fitted with cheek pieces have yielded two wins and an unlucky in running head second. So very hard to oppose Age of Elegance here.
Age of Elegance, then hard to oppose in the 4:15 at Ayr, and we'll finish off in the feature race at the 4:50, the William Hill Doonside Cup Stakes, a listed race over a mile and a quarter. It's for 3-year-olds and older. A field of 10 will go to post for this one. We'll start with Almodovar, if we may. Andrew, this is quite a drop in class for the David Lanigan runner.
Yes, indeed. And this one was my pick at Royal Ascot, if I remember rightly, and finished third to Dartmouth when a 9-1 shot back from 14s that day for the Group 2 Hardwick Stakes. Next time out, went to York, ran behind Postponed, one of the favourites for the Arc, finishing 7th in the Judmont. And like you say, a sort of a big drop in class here for the gelding. And, you know, his record below group company since his debut is first, second by half a length and first. So, yeah, looks sure to go well. I'm going to take him on, though, with one of my favourite horses in training at the moment, the 4-year-old filly Maleficent Queen, trained by Keith Dalglish. This one actually won the filly's handicap on the card at Ayr last year. And was most progressive after that, and sort of made a winning reappearance this year at Pontefract, winning in handicap company, and then followed that up with a listed Ayr win, taking her Ayr 10 furlong record to 2 wins from 2 starts. Last time out, she ran at Royal Ascot, but nothing went right. She was drawn on the outside of the field, and just lacked the pace to get involved, eventually finishing 9th, but only going down by about 6 lengths. There's a quote from trainer Keith Dalglish in this week's Racing and Football Outlook, which would add extra confidence as well, which is, she's a real superstar and has done us proud. After winning on her return at Ponty, she took a listed race at Ayr in great style before everything went wrong at Royal Ascot last time out, having been drawn wide. We deliberately haven't over-raced her this year, so she's had a good break, and I hope we'll have a good autumn campaign with her, as she definitely prefers soft ground. She endured her time off and is ready to roll again. So she's, they're looking to run her in a Group 1 fillies race on Champions Day at Ascot, and he says, I'm very happy with her at the moment. So I think Maleficent Queen could be the value in the race, and her trainer seems to think she could be up to Group 1 class later this year.
Interesting stuff. Maleficent Queen, then, is the selection for Andrew in the 4:50 at the William Hill Doonside Cup Stakes. Let's just have a little bit of a summary, as we usually do, if you'll just finalise your selections for us then for Thursday's action.
OK, in the 2 o'clock at Ayr, the 1 mile handicap, I'm with top weight Father Bertie for Inform Tim Easterby. Then we're on to Pontefract for the 6 furlong fillies handicap. The 4 o'clock, I'm with Fortune for Kevin Ryan. Then we're back to Ayr for the 4:15, the 10 furlong fillies handicap. I'm going with Hattrick Seeker, Age of Elegance. And finally, in the William Hill Doonside Cup, the 10 furlong listed race at Ayr, the 4:50, I'm with Maleficent Queen.
Superb. Good work, Andrew. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy on Thursday.
Thank you, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Andrew Mount on Thursday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. Luke Elder, Chris Pimlott and Seb Sanders, the team in the studio. It's day 1 of the William Hill Ayr Gold Cup Festival. We've also got Pontefract and Yarmouth in the afternoon and evening action at Chelmsford City, so plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.